What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you all for rolling this Thursday morning. Well, an awful lot to get to today. A lot on the Eagles, probably 3 days away from 6-2, which will feel great, and we think they'll get it. Sixers horrendous on the court, Sixers horrendous off the court. We'll dive into another series of debacles by the 76ers yesterday. World Series over. The Dodgers win it. We'll talk about that. Flyers tonight. Jason Kelce in studio with us for an hour starting at 7:30. Your phone calls and all this, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Jenny.
13% of Americans believe Sasquatch
well,
is real.
They're dumb.
So okay. You're not one of the 13%?
Well, here's my thing. When I run for president, I'll tell people when they're being dumb. And I know sometimes that you know, it can turn off the voters. You know, we've had our share of comments through the years. But I'll be like, hey, you're dumb. All right.
It seems like a very effective strategy.
Crypto. We know how bad you are with zoology.
We do.
There's a term for this form of, like, animals and creatures. It's cryptozoology. Are you better at cryptozoology than you are at zoology?
Because
it sounds like you're not one who should be speaking with any authority on any form of zoology.
Listen, John, it's not my area of expertise.
No,
even
it's not.
My sports opinions,
well,
people often don't
also,
like.
Also, like, the king of how do they know, right? Like, that's your whole, any science thing.
But,
how do they know?
James,
so how do you know? How do you know that people know that the Sasquatch isn't real?
You? How
yeah,
do you know
sure.
Sasquatch
how do you
is not
know?
Because
in
I
existence.
Told you years ago, I can identify a creature guy. Right? Remember that line?
Oh
it's a creature guy, right? Remember that? It was a famous line around 2018. One of my favorite drops ever. Yeah, creature guy.
Okay.
So it's a creature guy.
Okay. No, so I am an identifier.
What, you're the expert at creature guys
now? I'm like
now?
The Jacques Cousteau of above water. Is that right?
So
I don't do the underwater. I don't do the underwater thing. But
nice
above
Jacques
water,
Cousteau
thank
reference.
You.
I was
thank
not
you.
Expecting that.
Now,
today.
The problem is it's my sports opinions that often irritate people even more.
I thought you were the great indoorsman.
Well, I
thought
am. This.
I thought Sasquatch were outdoors.
Yeah, but I learned stuff on TV. Yeah.
So now you know.
Yeah.
Well, wow. You have branched out.
So here's the deal today. And I think there's a really fascinating topic to tackle today. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Nicholas Sirianni. And I'm curious, you know, it's only been 2 weeks since he was dragged through the mud, probably more than he had ever been. And that's saying something, John, because they had a crash and burn last year that was beyond epic. But 2 weeks ago, after a win, all hell broke loose, kids at the podium, uninspiring win against the Browns, barely won it, didn't like his conduct after the game, hadn't liked for most of us his decision-making in-game for the first month and a half, the whole deal. We don't have to recount the whole thing, but you guys get it. And so I'm curious, with a couple of wins now, a couple more wins under his belt, at 5-2, I ask you this question. Is Nick Sirianni a good coach? Ladies and gentlemen, where do you stand on Nick Sirianni now, and are you ready to give him credit? If you were of the mindset 2 weeks ago that he's like one of the worst, what now? Now, John, I'm fascinated to know what you think and everyone at 215-592-9494. And I want to say this before, John, you even cut in here, and let me just say this. I'm going to tell you right out of the gate, I think there's three different camps that are going to set up today. Camp one is going to be the people that have always believed in him, or at least have often believed in him, and think that, you know, that stuff happened circumstantially. Hurts was letting him down early in the season, and that the town has largely been unfair to him over 4 years now. I think the second camp is going to be of the mindset that they're ready to give him some credit right now, but still don't really believe in him. And this group will probably say he benefited and has often benefited from a great roster from Howie, and often an easy schedule. And let's be real, in the 4 years that they've been together, he has had an easy schedule to this point in 3 of the 4 years. The third camp is going to be he stinks. 5-2 be damned. He irritates me and he stinks, and that's just the way it'll always be. So, John, you were one of them, and I was one of them, dragging him through the mud as recently as 14 days ago. Where do you stand now? And again, everyone at 215-592-9494. Are you ready to give Sirianni credit, John? What say you?
I do not love Nick Sirianni, but I really like him a lot more than I did before. And I have to give him a lot of credit for changing and getting better. He did basically what he preaches about with his guys. You get 1% better every day. I respect that. I respect that he put work in and improved. He was flying a little close to the sun there for a while. You know, too close to the power lines and the rooftops. And his emotions got a little out of control. And he recognized that. And he fixed it. And then since, he's been more composed. And it just feels like he went into the workshop during the bye, just like Jalen did. And Nick Sirianni went in and worked and came out a little bit better. And then every week since, you know, he's composed Nick and he's getting the job done. And granted, it is against teams that aren't always powerhouse teams, but I think that might be circumstantial. I think Nick appears different and composed. I want Nick to command respect, though. And I am concerned that he's not there where I want him to be yet on that front.
So, Jed, I'll just say this on that point. I think you have often underrated
him on that.
Because I think the players do respond to him.
I think they like Nick a lot. Yep. I think they respond to him. I don't think that Nick is the traditional command respect guy, though. You know, the command respect guy is Mike Tomlin, is Dan Campbell, is John Harbaugh, who was my special teams coach here. And does Nick feel like those three coaches? No, he doesn't. At least those three coaches feel more, I don't know, what is it, like pillar-like or something?
No, I get it.
It's possible also that the Eagles have Nick very insulated to where he's, you know, he's in a spot where he's going to be until they see fit otherwise.
Well, right now he's looking like he's got a great shot to be back next year. And as recently as 2 weeks ago, we didn't know he'd be back next week.
No question about it.
Is that a fair summation?
Here's the thing. Yes. That's a great point. But also, like, I have to be open-minded to Nick getting better. Who did not think Nick was the right coach and should not have been brought back, have to be open-minded. If I'm going to say, hey, look at Jalen working in the bye week and getting better,
right,
and now every week since, he's looking like he's improving, I have to give Nick that same grace. A young head coach who should be afforded a lot more grace than I give him, and I think a lot of people give him. It's obvious, as you said, that the players really do like him. The question is, does it matter why they like him? Do they like him because he's, you know, easier on them than the traditional old school coaches would have been? Easier than the guy on the defensive side of the ball is? You know, Coach Fangio, we know he's pretty crotchety. You know, we know that there's got to be a contrast set up there. I think it does matter why they like him. If he's too easy on the guys, I'm not thrilled with that. I want them to respect and admire and adore their head guy in a way that they, I don't know, like I told you so many times, I would catch a ball and no matter where Andy Reid was on the field, I would run through that end zone. Like, he could be 85 yards away.
He might have that, John. Brandon Graham, the way he talks to us and the way Jason Kelce, and look, we'll talk to Kelce in an hour and a half. Like, they have consistently, and I don't think it's player talk to, like, say the right thing. I really believe that they, how can I put this? They may have doubted his schematic.
Well, that's
acumen.
A problem.
No, I get it. But that is a problem. But they
when
also
I talked to Andy, when I ran 85 yards to go see Andy, he always said something. He always had a coaching point or multiple coaching points. And I always felt proud about that interaction as I ran back to the huddle 75 yards away. So that, like, that matters. how that player feels after he talks to the head guy. Yeah. It really does matter.
Isn't there anything, though, with the newer type of athletes and the way people are now and stuff, where maybe the way he connects with them as a human means more to them than the way, you know what I mean?
It's possible. And I could be completely blind to that. And I admit that.
Yeah, no, see, here's the thing. I think it's a fascinating conversation. I really do. And I'm curious where you stand today at 215-592-9494. So let me tell you where I stand. So candidly, I am, and I'm guessing that a lot of people are right in this category. I am confused. I'm going to admit that right out of the gate. I am confused about what Nick is and like how I feel about him. It's weird. We watch sports and it's not that hard to formulate opinions. And here's what I think. And this is one of those ones where, for me, it is a little hard to formulate the opinion of what I think. I'll try to break it down this way. I never thought he was as bad as many did when people would just crush him. I do think the town was largely unfair to him. I thought he was getting overly criticized earlier this year because of the failures of Jalen, and I think the same thing applied to the end of last year. I believe that. You may not agree with that. I believe that. I did want him fired at the end of last year. So just to put it out there so there's no misunderstanding, when that season ended and we had a poll, should he be fired, 71% of people said yes, and I was one of the 71%. I had seen enough with that collapse to say, I'm ready to go in a different direction. Now, they didn't. They brought him back. This was a really strange start to the year. 2-2 kind of felt like 0-4. This guy does have, I think, a unique ability to weather storms, to push aside criticism, maybe even take it in and become better from it. That's something we've often talked about Jalen Hurts, that he takes in criticism, adversity, failures, and often gets better from it. I think we have perhaps underrated Sirianni's ability to do that. He dealt with, right out of the gate, more than anybody I ever saw in the history of this town, the worst received introductory press conference of all time. There were people wanting him fired before he coached a game. Before he coached a game.
It was an unfortunate news conference.
It was. And he was not prepared.
No,
and he got into the Sirianni mode, and we didn't know that mode yet, so it was so weird. What's going on with this guy? All right. Then 2-5 and 3-6 in year one. Flowers are talked about. Flowers are thrown at his feet at the link as he walks off the field. I forget if that was halftime or the end of the game. Like, that was ugly. He weathered that. They made the playoffs. I don't have to go through the whole thing. My point is, he has weathered storms. It is possible that as recently as 2 weeks ago, he weathered maybe his greatest storm. And maybe he'll be here for the next 2, 3, 5 years. I don't know. I really don't know. None of us know. But I do know this. When I net it out, I think he's a pretty good coach. I do. Now, do I wish he could command the offense as the play caller? Yeah, I do. But there are a lot of successful coaches through the years that haven't run a side of the ball. I worry about, well, what if they're so good that Kellen Moore gets grabbed by some team to be the head coach and back you go to the drawing board again, got to hire somebody else. Like, yes, that's a worry. But as of right now, I'm pretty comfortable with Nick Sirianni as the Eagles head coach. I'm curious if you are. 215-592-9494. We're going to get into the Sixers thing on the court last night, but more importantly, off the court yesterday. And what's going on with Joel? What's going on with Nick Nurse? What's going on with Daryl Morey? Where is this guy?
You know, I'll tell you, we'll talk a lot of Sixers today as well. So, hello, Jim. Love you too, buddy. Love Jason Kelce. He'll be with us coming up in about an hour. 7:30 today in studio for an hour.
You love Jason Kelce?
I think so. I think it's actually
Yeah,
love.
We know you do, John.
I do.
Yeah. No problem on that one.
I kind of feel like, I don't know, a little protective. Like, I don't know.
You don't want me on your turf? It's just you and Jason?
You're allowed to love Jason. Yeah. Everyone is. What am I doing?
I don't know.
What am I doing?
I mean, really all I was trying
to
do was...
gatekeeping Jason Kelce love?
Yeah. I kind of feel like I am.
Well,
I shouldn't.
You're the one that teared up.
I understand.
This is really...
I hear all the time.
And it bugs you, too. I know it does. You won't admit it, but I know it bothers you.
No.
I think it might be because you got the new girlfriend.
It's super fun.
No, here's my theory. My theory is you got the new girlfriend and you're embarrassed you cried.
Oh, come on.
And you don't like it, Aaron.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's the theory.
You really
are
think
I... Are you denying it?
I am denying
okay,
that.
Okay,
yeah,
good for you.
I'm not embarrassed.
So let me tell you what
I'm not worried about.
Let me tell you what I'm not denying. I am not denying, as I just found out in the last couple minutes, I am currently at this exact moment, John, in the worst shape of my whole life. I just had to run out to my car to get something in the commercial break. And it was brutal. It was brutal.
What do you want me to do,
no,
man?
No, there's nothing you can do. I don't have the legs. I don't have the stamina.
I can tell you need a lot of work.
On just walking. But more than
running. Well, just start with walking.
I know. I hadn't walked much lately. I had for the last year and a half, and then I
curtailed.
You could
have asked Lewis to go get it. You have an intern.
I am not that kind of person.
The kind of stuff we do make interns do.
All I'm saying is I am disappointed. You're right. I am disappointed in myself because what I just experienced was an abomination.
You can't walk?
It was, well, I had to run. I was running. And
You didn't run.
Yeah, no,
you
I didn't.
Probably sauntered quickly.
All right, quick thing on the Sixers and then in the phones. So you heard in Aria's update. I mean, there's on the court last night, but really, who cares? Like, there was a question to Tyrese Maxey after the game. You know, why do you think you guys are struggling? Why do you think you're struggling?
Because
two of the three best players aren't there. And he didn't say by the way. He started, and then I turned it off. He started with something about the intricacies of the game. I'm like, all right.
I feel so bad for
I'm going to the World Series. I don't need to watch this answer. So we know why they're losing, okay? They would not have lost to the Pistons if they had Embiid and if they had Paul George. But the
Pistons are pretty good, Jeff.
Yeah, but the before the game stuff.
I know, like the game, they were the only zero win team in all the East.
I know. So before the game, just another series of ridiculousness. I mean, Howard was asking great questions about the situation with Joel and Nick Nurse. Here's the one thing I'll say in Nick Nurse's defense. He is drowning right now and needs Daryl Morey's help, and I think is basically publicly saying it without saying it. And, I mean, James, where is Daryl Morey?
It's insanity. Like, these are not the type. Like, I think Nick Nurse has done a very bad job handling this stuff, but I also don't blame him because he should not be in that situation. Like, that's crazy.
I want to play one piece of audio, and we'll play a lot through the show, but I want to play this one from Nick Nurse, and you can react, 215-592-9494. This is after they'd already discussed a lot of aspects of Joel, but I thought this was a really fascinating sequence, which sounds to me like Nick Nurse is just dying for Daryl Morey to help him.
Nick, why do you prefer not to address it? As the head coach, you're the only voice for us here and for the public, and you prefer not to address these questions that people want to know about.
Well, I'm not the only voice. Right? Today I am.
Ding, ding,
but
ding.
I'm here because we have a basketball game.
Thanks, guys.
Basketball. Thank you. Yep.
Right?
Silent Emily because we have a basketball game.
I mean, that's what he's saying, right?
He is definitely saying, I shouldn't be speaking about this. Yeah. I should be talking about the basketball game we're about to play and not all this other stuff that is not my purview.
It's really unacceptable that Daryl Morey puts him. I thought that was fascinating, John.
This is.
Right?
He's just saying it.
He's begging.
He's just flat out saying
it. You want to know why that I think that they're not putting Daryl out there? Because Daryl will have to answer the questions. Nick can, and I don't like the way Nick's handling it, but Nick can just say, I don't even know we got fine. Like, Daryl can't say any of that.
Well, and here's the thing, Ray, I'll frame it different. Not that they aren't putting Daryl out there. He's not putting himself out there.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Daryl's in charge.
Josh Harris is going to go and be like, do this.
Yeah,
okay.
It's so,
you think Josh Harris even has any idea what's happening?
No, well, that's another good point. So look, the whole Sixers thing on the table as well, and we'll play audio. There was, in many ways, even
Wouldn't
more interesting piece of audio.
Curious if you're Nick Nurse at Daryl Morey right now.
Yes.
And Josh Harris and the whole infrastructure above me.
When we watched that game last night, the faces that Nick Nurse made throughout the game, I've never seen him look that way. It was like contorted faces. Like he was doing Popeye faces, like scrunched up, angry. Really, his whole outlook seems to have changed at the world.
Yeah, look, he is drowning right now, and he needs help. So you can react on the Sixers, 215-592-9494. All right, coming up in 1 minute, calls. Right to the calls in 1 minute's time. Hey, let me tell you about, look, we know it's a wild time to be a Philly sports fan. We talk about it every day. We're all hoping for winners, and I want to tell you about a squad that I know is a winner. That's the wonderful team that's leading the forklift industry in the Delaware Valley and beyond. Andy and Brett Levin, the great squad at MHS Lift. They're an award-winning, nationally recognized material handling equipment company that since 1970 has been offering everything that your warehouse needs, from forklifts and equipment rentals to racking solutions and warehouse optimization, MHS Lift does it all. And they always put you, the customer, first. With over 100 service technicians on call, MHS Lift maintenance programs ensure your equipment runs smooth, minimizing downtime and maximizing efficiency. And they've got a simple mission at MHS Lift: to provide the best equipment, services, and integrated solutions to keep your operation moving forward. So if you're ready to elevate your business and do it today, we'll call MHS Lift today at 888-MHS-LIFT. You can also start with their website, MHSLIFT.com. That's MHSLIFT.com. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Craig right now. Craig, good morning.
Greetings to the best damn morning sports show in the world. What's up, team?
How's it going, Craig?
Hey, bud.
Man, long time. I know, fellas. I swear I wish I could call y'all more. Just know this. I always listen, man. You
Thank
guys,
you.
Listen, man. I don't. There's not a day I wake up, man, and you guys get me going. I just love it, man. Love the content. You know, you guys are doing a great job, man. Love the morning team.
Thank
man.
You, Craig. Craig, make sure you call every hour, call, and repeat that message, you know, and then, right. you know, spread the word.
Right. Hey, Joe,
yeah,
real quick before you go there, Hammer, did you hear you won another trial this morning?
I won a trial? John Johnson's show?
John Johnson, he does that people call him with
sure.
the for the week.
Yeah.
Well, one of them was against you. They said, well, Joe dominates the conversation. He talks over all his hosts. And so what John said was, well, John, he compared you to the big fella, to Angelo, before. And he said, well, Angelo did it 95% of the time. Joe only does it 80% of the time. So
he
ruled it not guilty.
Craig, here's the way I view it. I view myself like Steph Curry, scoring right. point guard. Pass the ball. But score the ball, you know, like, you know, and might there be a lot of scoring? Well, I mean, after all, I am.
Get a hammer!
So I score, I shoot, I drive, I dunk, but I got a dish also. You know, Craig, you know what's funny about all that? Seriously, people, right, I think, right. oftentimes forget Steph Curry is actually a point guard. He's so non-traditional. Yeah. But, like, Klay Thompson wasn't the point guard. Draymond Green wasn't the point guard. Anyway, nope. All right, Craig, what do you got on our sports? What do you got on our sports scene?
Yeah, real quick, man. Got a Sixers to Eagles point, but I ain't gonna spend a long time on the Sixers. I just want to say real quick, yeah, I'm totally out on these Sixers. And you know, team, I feel bad for Maxey because you know Maxey is gonna be a guy. I can see it now, Joe. He's gonna be wanting to get out of here soon. You know, because he's got to see in the back of his mind that this thing is a train wreck that's going off the tracks here real fast, man, and he'll never win a chip. This team, the way it is, will never win a chip, Joe. Now, mark my words this day, we are not going to win a chip.
Well, they probably won't, but I'm not ready to say, Craig, I'm not ready to say they definitely won't. We got to see when Joel comes back, but obviously right now it feels like it's trending down. I know.
Right, that degenerative knee stuff, Joe.
I know.
I've been through that before, man. He's got, Hugh Douglas made a good point yesterday. He said he's got crunchy knee. And what crunchy knee means, you could just put your hand on your knee, and when you bend that sucker, you just feel it crunching. It's only going to get worse, Joe.
Probably.
Rehab.
I know. You know, all right, Craig, give me your Eagles point. Sirianni, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Sirianni, yeah, good coach, Joe. But based off of the things from before, I feel like when he went, they had the bye week, Joe, and I really feel like he was probably called up there to the office. I think Howfrey got a hold of him. Because it's just amazing how he changed after the bye, you know, in addition to shaving the head and everything. he's been totally different. And they are trending forward. And I would like to say that he'll ascend to greatness. I mean, his win record, you know, you got to give him props for his win.
Well, that's true.
You know,
yeah.
He's a good coach. And I like to see that he would get better, man. But the way we're trending, listen, we're top 10 in offense and defense right now. You know, we got a good thing going. The iron's getting hot, Joe.
All right, Craig. Hey, Craig.
It's gotten better.
Craig, always good hearing from you, my man.
Right,
stay
Joe.
Well. Thanks, pal. Ooh, spooky. Spooky. Happy Halloween, everyone. Hope you're having a good start to your day. I wonder what percentage of adults woke up today not remembering that it's Halloween. Which I gotta think is a higher percentage than kids.
Let me tell you, any adult that has a young kid definitely wakes up knowing it's Halloween today. I've been hearing about it for like a month straight.
That's tremendous, man.
My kids have a half day, both of them.
My daughter's off today.
Wow.
Yeah, parent-teacher conferences.
Nice.
What a
celebration. We're going to the parent-teacher conference, out to the burbs, to my mom. It's going to be great.
I do not miss parent-teacher conferences.
No, yeah, that's less fun.
Do you think the school scheduled both your situations intentionally?
100%.
Yes. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, yes. You know, since Clark goes to Roman, good job by them, tomorrow, it is. I agree. All Saints Day.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's thrilled about that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so look, here's the deal. Today, by the way, when you call in at 215-592-9494, and we ask you, are you in on Sirianni? Do you think he's a good coach? Are you ready to say that maybe as recently as 2 weeks ago you were coming down too hard on him? Not that he didn't deserve criticism, but people that act like he's the worst ever, I do think took it too far. That plus the Sixers, plus your chance to win a $100 gift card today to Star Restaurants. Purchase at any Star restaurant or online at stargiftcards.com. A cool giveaway today, $100 gift card, obviously, to go get some good food. Great food. That's a wonderful thing. So here's the day. Here's the deal. In honor of Halloween, which is a cool tradition, but obviously a very strange one. I mean, the whole thing is strange. I ask you today at 215-592-9494, what else is a strange tradition? Now, I want to throw this caveat in. James, tell me if you think this is a fair way to put it. A current tradition, ongoing, or a recent tradition. Like, let me give you an example. Wing Bowl.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Doesn't exist, but it's recent. I'm not asking for something from 2,000 years ago in Roman times. Yeah, I'm sure they had all sorts of weird traditions. But, like, in the modern times, weird tradition, strange tradition, Wing Bowl, it was odd. I mean, it was, let's have a four-hour show and have a bunch of people eating wings and then throw in strippers and this and that and blah, blah, blah. Like, hey, Wing Bowl, take over the Wells Fargo Center. All right, so give us a great answer for what is a strange tradition in honor of Halloween. Best answer, person's going to win the $100 gift card. John, what are you thinking here today?
Well, I have to personally gorge on sauerkraut every year until I feel sick. Like, I have to stuff myself with as much sauerkraut and pork as humanly possible on the first day of every year. Otherwise, I believe it won't be as lucky a year as I want it to be.
Like, that is strange.
For whatever reason, that's weird. I don't know.
The smell of it is horrible.
I don't think that you guys follow this.
No,
you don't subscribe
no.
to this
no.
the
no.
way that I
no.
do.
No.
This is very important to me. And maybe this has something to do with the fact that, like I said, I found out I'm 1.5% Italian.
That's probably what it is. Yeah.
1.5% Italian, but 60% German. So this must be the German.
It's more the German. I don't think Italians are eating sauerkraut.
That's funny. Yeah. All right, so give me an answer. And everyone, 215-592-9494, a strange modern tradition.
Yeah, it's strange to me when you wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to go do a tradition where I could die. And if nothing else, I could seriously injure myself. Running with the Bulls is a strange tradition.
Big answer. Big one. Could have won. Rhea, what do you got for an answer here?
I love going to Jewish weddings for the horror dance when they put the couple up on the chairs. Because, James, I'm not going to lie, I've been to many. I still am waiting for someone to fall.
Yeah, I've never seen someone fall. I've seen spots where you're like, oh, no, they're going to fall. And then they don't fall. But I've never actually seen someone fall yet.
It's so much fun.
Even Joelle did not fall.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
A couple years ago,
how
he was at that wedding.
Him up?
Yeah. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Are you ready to say Sirianni's better than you thought? You ready to give him credit? Give us a strange tradition and your reaction to the various things that happened yesterday with the 76ers, with Nick Nurse, Joel Embiid. What a debacle. Will in Northeast Philly. Will, good morning, pal.
Voltron, how y'all doing?
Great, Will. How are you?
I'm great, man. Long time no hear. You know, I'm always listening to y'all every morning, man. And I,
good.
You know, like I said, I always appreciate meeting y'all and, you know, sticking with me through the show.
So are you, everything's good? It has been a while.
Yeah, everything's great, man. All just, you know, working hard. That's all. Working hard.
Good man.
I would expect nothing
what do you get,
less.
Will, what do you got on the birds?
All right, the birds with Sirianni, right? What I do appreciate from Sirianni is he always do what it takes to win. No matter whether they...
I agree with that. Know, he tries to, at least. I agree with that.
Yeah, he's trying. He's always trying. But, you know, what I appreciate about him, no matter what people say about him, he still, you know, want to do the right thing to help the team better. And the thing is, he took his own advice. You know, let everybody do their job. And now he's doing his job. He's letting the coordinators do their job. He's doing his job on the press conferences and in the locker room. And, you know, the preparation now is so much better. You know, what he did in 2022, and let's not forget, I'm gonna land real quick. Let's not forget that he was one of the best coaches and Jalen was the best quarterback in the Super Bowl analytically.
Jalen was amazing. Look, I don't think they lost that Super Bowl that much because of Sirianni. I do wish he had gone for 4th-and-2 in the fourth quarter. I thought then it was a mistake. I still think it was a mistake. But, I mean, to me, that Super Bowl was primarily lost because the defense did not play a good second half. And, unfortunately, and I'm not criticizing Jalen here, him dropping the ball was a monumental play. And then there's the field, and then there's the flag, and then blah, 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 and then Patrick Mahomes. Like, to me, Nick Sirianni was way down on the list. Now, I do think Andy Reid, you know, outcoached him, but not in a way that I'd say, Sirianni cost him the game. Like, that wouldn't be fair.
No, I can't say that even. In preparation and practice and execution win games, and that's what they're doing now.
All right, Will, give me a great answer for a strange tradition. There's some big ones.
Okay, I believe only Philadelphia has this tradition, the naked bike riding tradition.
That's a weird answer, dude.
That's a really good answer.
Have you ever seen it? I've never seen it.
With binoculars.
No. I've been on the street and it came by and I didn't know it was happening at the time. Emily and I, and we were like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah,
like, it was a true shock.
About this? You know, when at Michigan, they have the naked mile where people go and run for a mile and they'll wrap themselves with, plastic wrap some cases to keep things in, I guess. I can't imagine. Oh, I cannot imagine the bicycling thing. In some ways.
Well, think about
this. This is very troubling.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, think about the person that, you ready for this? The person that rents the bike.
Oh dear
no.
God.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Some people probably rent
I really can't. I can't get my head around this.
But it is a wild tradition. Look, it's a great answer. The naked bike ride is a good first answer out of the gate. Speaking of answers, more from everyone listening right now, 215-592-9494 from our callers. Plus, something Nick Sirianni said earlier this week. We'll play that coming up in 1 minute.
If you are dealing with aches and pains, schedule your appointment today at NovaCare.com. Also, don't forget, tune into the WIP Morning Show at 8 a.m. for the name you need for a chance to win Eagles tickets for this Sunday from NovaCare Rehabilitation. For more than 30 years, NovaCare has been the Delaware Valley's hometown leader in physical therapy, hand therapy, and sports medicine. They have more than 200 convenient locations in Greater Philadelphia and South Jersey. And to learn more about the benefits of physical therapy, schedule an appointment today at NovaCare.com. They'll get you back to work, sports life, and they'll help you stay healthy all year long. NovaCare Rehabilitation, recently named 2024 Best Places to Work by the Philadelphia Business Journal. The Phillies and Eagles trust NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
All right, 215-592-9494 for you to join the program today. Two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And at Armin Chevrolet, you'll be seeing pink all month long as they honor survivors and remember those that have passed away. Always, we all hope for a cure. All of us do. ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question. Dodgers win the World Series last night. James, what's your reaction, by the way? Dodgers win the World Series.
I'm really happy about it. I wanted them to win. I wanted the Yankees to lose. And, if nothing else, I hope it puts some pressure on the Phillies. I hope they see this and say, look, that's the team we've been battling with year after year. That's the standard. And guess what? They just won the World Series, so let's put some pressure on the Phillies.
Yeah, all right, so here's the Twitter poll question, and people can weigh in on your reaction to the Dodgers win. My main reaction, unfortunately, was just I was bummed because I wanted to keep going. I thought it was a pretty fascinating series.
Yeah, for a five-game series,
right?
It felt a lot more entertaining and
compelling.
Close.
Compelling. Yeah,
yeah, really, that three of the four games were super close.
No question. All right, so here's the question today related to the Dodgers, related to the Phils. Does the Dodgers winning the World Series after losing in the divisional round the last 2 years, which, by the way, is the round the Phillies lost in, does that give you extra hope or belief that the Phils can win the World Series next year?
No.
Yes or no? So I'm curious where people come in on that one. Second poll question. Do you think Nick Sirianni's a good coach? Again, yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. So speaking of Sirianni, you know, the Eagles have this web show that they put out, and in it they feature audio of different things, including Sirianni dressing the guys. So I want to play a piece of audio.
That is a tough question.
The Phillies one?
No.
The Eagles one?
Do you think Nick Sirianni is a good coach? Because that's different than what we're talking about.
It's different.
Like, the way that I feel about Nick Sirianni is very different, and I feel positive in a lot of ways. That doesn't mean I think he's a good coach.
I understand, John. No, this is why we ask the tough questions. We're Mike Wallace around here? Was it Mike Wallace? I always get Mike Wallace.
It was Mike Wallace, yeah.
Safer. And Mike Douglas. I get
and
those
Mike
two confused.
Wallace.
By
it
the
was
way, Mike Wallace.
Do you guys
yes.
know the hardest?
This is no, Morley Safer.
Well, that's right. The gutsiest question ever asked, ever by an interviewer, was asked by Mike Wallace. Do any of you know
was
what it
was? Is that like a world leader?
Yes.
Like really? Like,
yes.
Like why are you like a
yes.
spot killer?
He went to the
was it
Ayatollah.
Yasser Arafat?
No. He went yeah. to the Ayatollah during the hostage situation, went to the Ayatollah, and he says, there are some people that think you are a, you know, madman. So, like, are you? It was, and he could have been taken hostage. Like, this was during the hostage crisis. And he went there. And
that's
like,
incredible.
But he did do the, he couched it with the, some people say.
Yeah, oh yeah, I love that. I always love that.
I'm sure that
not me.
I would never say that. Yeah.
Some people say you're a madman, are you? It was something like that. All right, 215.
My friend told me.
My friend.
Yeah. I hear on the street from people, you're a madman. So are you? All right, here's the deal. Let's get to Sirianni. And you can weigh in on whether he's a good coach, and I'm fascinated how people will respond today. But I also want to play some audio, because the Eagles released this earlier this week, of Sirianni addressing the team. I have long thought that Sirianni's messaging makes a lot of sense on a lot of levels. I like the way he messages things. However, I have wondered if it gets old for the players. I know for us as fans it has gotten old.
I don't know that I
core
like
values. Like
the way he messages things.
Well, you're going to hear it in a moment.
I think the way he messages things, it's been problematic previously.
But don't you think it's generally rooted in wise stuff?
I think sometimes, lately, he's said some things. Like, he said something in a speech or in the locker room the other day. Mm-hmm. The don't drink it. You know, the perfume, don't drink
right.
it thing. I thought it was awesome.
So did I
thought it was so witty and funny and memorable, and the kind of thing that those guys in that locker room,
yeah.
they will talk about, they will memorize because they want to use it themselves. It's going to register and hit home. That was cool.
I thought so too.
I was surprised.
Well, that's my point. I think he's got a lot of wisdom, but I wonder with
sometimes.
Here's the thing: when he goes back and over, and my dad in the high school, and my dad in my college,
I get worried.
And this and that, and then my dad in the high school, and my brothers, and it's like, and the core values. And by the way, did I mention core values?
And
by the way, did I mention core values?
This is the best in meeting coach
I know.
That Jason Kelce has ever seen. Then I hear Zach Ertz say he does something on the tape review that no coach I ever heard
yeah.
of or played for did. And I think is so great for holding guys accountable. He does things in a different way.
He does.
And in some ways that I've heard about, you know, behind closed doors, I think it's really effective.
Look, I think he's a pretty good coach, and it's taken me some time to get back there. Let's listen to Sirianni addressing the guys earlier this week, some messaging that the Eagles released on their website. Here it is.
In this sport, can you do it by yourself? You can't f-ing do it in this sport by yourself. It takes everybody. I can't be great without the greatness of others, period. Offense can't be great unless the defense is great. Defense can't be great unless the offense is great. I can't be great without the greatness of others. It always comes down to that, right? Sometimes you, sometimes me, always us. Sometimes you, sometimes me, always us. Together, team. It's always going to come down to detail. It's always going to come down. It's always going to come down to physicality, right, and toughness. And it's always going to come down to team. All right? That's what we've been building. All right, let's go take it to him.
All right, so that's Sirianni. John, you were in locker rooms for many years under many notable coaches. What's your reaction to that one?
I'm not a huge like speech, like gonna be blown away mm-hmm. by it guy, but I think that he's doing a really nice job. I think he's keeping it sort of close to the vest. Remember, a few weeks back, we thought this guy was nearly unhinged.
Oh,
like, he was
cooked.
Going after people
like
in the stands
yeah.
and since then, since the bye, he brought it all back in, and I like this composed version of Nick Sirianni. He's got tidbits of wisdom coming out after games like that. I thought the quote that we heard yesterday was one of the best and wittiest I've ever heard from a coach. Like, it was, I hope we can hear it again.
Well, we'll
it was
yeah.
so great. That surprised me. Nick is surprising me and all of us, I think, to some degree, coming out of this bye.
All right.